Amen. As I said before, we're talking a little bit about gardens today, especially the Garden of Eden. I mean, think about it. That beautiful, perfect place. It was paradise. Paradise. I mean, God created the heavens and the earth. He created all of the creatures that are crawling on the ground, all the creatures that swim in the waters, that fly in the air. And then God created man in his own image, as it says. He created them male and female. He created them. And it was good. Now, it was better than that. It was very good. It was perfect. And then he places man, the crown of his creation, into that beautiful Garden of Eden. Indeed, it was beautiful because it was perfect. He didn't have to work the ground because stuff grew out of the ground and he ate whatever it was needful. There was no need to worry about the weather because the world was perfect and danger didn't exist. There was no need basically to worry about anything because everything was exactly right. Exactly right. It was exactly perfect. And it was exactly how God intended it to be. That's exactly what it was. And that's how it was in the beginning. But man, well, he desired to be like God. Probably the best part of this whole thing is that man, Adam and Eve, were in a perfect relationship with God. Perfect relationship. God and man were united together in a perfect unity. It was an amazing relationship. God and man walked hand in hand, talked face to face, lived in perfect communion with one another. There was this beautiful, perfect place with God and man united in a beautiful and a perfect relationship. The beautiful Garden of Eden, the place where God and man dwelled together, was there. And they were all living, everything was together in perfect harmony. And as I said before, that's the way it was in the beginning. But man, as we all know, messed it up. He wanted to be like God. Of course, we know that old evil foe that we sing about in A Mighty Fortress. Well, he tempted Adam and Eve. He tempted them to question this wonderful, amazing relationship by casting doubt on God's integrity. Did God really say? Satan whispered in their ears that, well, God must be hiding something from you. He's holding you back. He's holding you back from the ability to actually be like God so that you can know good and evil. And they believed Satan. And they ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And what they tasted when they ate that fruit, they tasted death. And so that perfect, beautiful place was lost. Paradise was lost. That amazing relationship that they had with God, walking hand in hand in the garden, talking to him face to face, it was broken. That eternal immortality that they had was exchanged for everlasting suffering and death. So Adam and Eve they sinned and they were driven out of the Garden of Eden. And they were forbidden to ever return by a flaming sword of the cherubim. And I don't know if you noticed that description there in the Old Testament. It was kind of amazing. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed a cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. This is one of those great mysteries. How do you guard every way with one sword that turns every way? I don't know. But it's God, and he can do these kind of things. So, but that's it. Adam and Eve are exiled from that perfect place of light and beauty, and they're thrown out into darkness, this place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. They were literally exiled. They were exiled. And their return was forbidden, and their access to the tree of life, it was actually cut off. And this is, of course, that passage where we see dust to dust. See, we're all created in God's image from the dust now, only to be returned to the dust in disgrace. And that's what happens to Adam and Eve. It happens to all of their children since. We are actually created to live forever in the presence of God. And now we're exiled to a land of darkness and death, far from the face of God with all of its light and grace. How tragic it must have been for Adam and Eve. When they took hold of that fruit, I almost said apple. I know we're in apple country here. We can't say it's